This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A'udhu billahi as-sami'i minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin wa la 'udwana illa 'ala adh-dhalimin wal 'aqibatu lil muttaqin. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik 'ala 'abdika wa rasulika Muhammadin sallallahu 'alayhi wa sallam wa 'ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman katheera. As the first of the last 10 nights of Bidnillahi Ta'ala begins this Saturday, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to catch Laylatul Qadr. Everyone say Ameen. And since tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala, we're obviously going to be busy with the fundraiser, I wanted to take tonight to do a quick primer, inshallah ta'ala, as to how we can make the most of these last 10 nights. And hopefully within 10 minutes, inshallah ta'ala, just do a quick refresher as to 10 ways that we can make the most of the next 10 nights. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to catch Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma ameen. And so inshallah ta'ala, I'm just going to go through 10 tips bi'idhnillah. Some of them are well known to you. Some of them maybe have been an afterthought in the previous cycles of the last 10 nights. And we know, mashallah, we have so many people that are observing Ramadan with us for the very first time. And so I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow this to be of benefit to us in some way. The first tip, dear brothers and sisters, is to avoid the sins of the day. I think that this is one of the most underestimated elements of the last 10 nights. Throughout the year, لا تعصه بالنهار يوقظك بالليل. Do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day. He will wake you up at night. If you sin during the day, you shut the doors of the heavens for you at night. You might be entering into the night with a sin that has displeased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is throughout the year. So how about then with the last 10 nights of Ramadan and the potential of Laylatul Qadr? You don't want to be entering into Salatul Maghrib and you have the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the anger of Allah already upon you due to a sin that you committed during the day of Ramadan. So please, inshallah ta'ala, be very mindful, especially mindful of the sins that you commit during the day. So that's number one, avoid the sins of the day. Number two, avoid conversations at night. Avoid conversations at night. Now during the day, obviously you'll have to work, you'll have to socialize, you'll have to do things with family, whatever it may be. But at night, as Imam Ibn Qudama rahimahullah mentions, that most of the ways that the blessing of Laylatul Qadr is lost is when people mix with one another too much during the night, and then it's only natural that at some point your tongue slips. It slips into some form of backbiting, a little bit of gossip, a little bit of a hint there. Dear brothers and sisters, if you haven't had your iftar parties yet, don't do them in the last 10 nights. And this is not the time to congregate and to hang out. MashaAllah, we enjoy seeing each other, we enjoy socializing. But in these last 10 nights, try to prioritize yourself. Try to prioritize your ibadah. Join the gatherings where we are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. But this is not a time of socializing, this is not a time of conversation. So avoid the sins of the day, avoid the conversations of the night. Number three, very self-explanatory, but something that we might lose. Catch Isha and Fajr in congregation. Sa'id al-Musayyib rahimahullah said, "Man salla al-Isha fil jama'ah faqad nala hadhahu min laylatil qadr." Whoever prays Isha in jama'ah, in congregation, would have taken their fortune of Laylatul Qadr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever prays Isha in congregation, it is as if they have the first half of the night. And whoever prays Fajr in congregation, it is as if they have the last half of the night. It is more precious to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you catch Isha and Fajr in congregation than you spend the whole night in prayer. So prioritize being here for Salatul Isha and Salatul Fajr. Number four, pray with the Imam a full set. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever prays behind the Imam in Qiyam until the Imam finishes, then that person has caught the entire night of prayer. Now there are multiple interpretations of that hadith, by the way. So if you have two Imams, for example, and one Imam is leading the first half, the second Imam is leading the second half, does it count if you pray just with the first Imam? If you have in the last third of the night, obviously we do 3 o'clock Qiyam here, and you pray with that Imam the entire time, does that count as a full night? The answer is all of them could count, and the more you do, the better. If a person wants to pray the full 20, that is the best. There's no doubt about it. But if a person only prays with one Imam throughout the night behind them as they recite, then inshallah ta'ala, We hope that that would be enough to achieve this particular reward. Number five, read the Quran extra throughout the night. Seems very self-explanatory, but it's actually missed sometimes. You know, Qatada rahimahullah, he used to finish the Quran every 3 days of Ramadan, but then he would do a khatma every night of the last 10 nights. And there's a general trend that you find amongst the Salaf, amongst the pious predecessors, that they increase their recitation of the Quran, their wird, in the last 10 nights specifically. So even if you're trying to finish a certain amount during the day, by the way, it is one of the most beautiful things that you surpass your Quran reading goal. So if you wanted to finish one khatam, for example, in Ramadan, and you're doing a juz a day, if you finish one and a half, that's better than one. And it'll kickstart you, inshallah ta'ala, into Shawwal, so that maybe you have a khatam at the end of Shawwal as well. But read more Quran in the nights, in the last 10 nights, than you do during the rest of Ramadan, especially during the day of Ramadan. And subhanAllah, the very first word revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this night was Iqra, read. And surely in that is a sign that you honor the Quran with these nights. So try to increase your share of the Quran as you read. Don't diminish what you're reading in the day. Increase what you are reading in the night, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Number six. I did five, right? Okay. Number six. The dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he taught Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. Aisha radiallahu anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if I find myself in Laylatul Qadr, what should I recite? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, say Allahumma innaka afuwan tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anni. O Allah, you are the forgiver, you love to forgive, so forgive me. Read this dua throughout the night. Start your du'as with it, end your du'a with it. Read it between the personal du'as that you are making, inshaAllah ta'ala. But there is nothing more blessed than the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in what du'as that we should make in this regard. Number seven, make du'a and dhikr even while you are in motion. I'm going to explain what I mean here. When we take hajj groups, and may Allah write us down from the hujjaj and Laylatul Qadr as well, Allahumma ameen. I always tell people, you know, don't waste the day of Arafah when you're waiting in line for this and waiting in line for that. Even that is a time of dua. As you're walking, it's a time of dua. As you are moving, it's a time of dua. As you're driving, it's a time of dua. You want to make use of every single moment. And some of the blessed athkar are the ones that are coming just as you are moving from place to place, going from house to masjid, wherever it may be. Even if you're waiting in line for your suhoor, keep your tongue busy with dua and dhikr even while you are in motion on that night. Treat that night like every single second matters. Treat that night like every single second matters. Number eight, increase your prostration. Increase your sajda on these nights. Where do I get that from? First and foremost, the Prophet ﷺ said, من قام ليلة القدر إِمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدْمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. That obviously the general rule is whoever stands up on the night of Laylatul Qadr with faith and seeking the reward, then they will be forgiven for all of their sins. But the best part of Qiyam is the best part of Salah. أَعِنِّي عَلَى نَفْسِكَ بِكَثْرَةِ السُّجُودِ is to increase the time of your sajda. And in fact, subhanAllah, right before you read إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ, the last words of the surah is what that came down before it. Wasjud waqtarib. Wasjud waqtarib. Prostrate and come closer. Prostrate and come closer. So increase the time of your sujood. Take your du'as with you to your sujood, inshaAllah ta'ala, during the night as you make these special forms of worship in these special nights. Number nine, giving in charity. Now I'm going to start off here when I say giving in charity that there is nothing that suggests explicitly that the Prophet ﷺ gave more charity in the last 10 than he did the rest of Ramadan. However, subhanAllah, many of the scholars of suluk, they say, look at two things. The scholars of spirituality say, look at two things. Charity has two effects. Number one is increase, and you seek increase in the night of Laylatul Qadr, which is increase. Number two, tutfi'u ghadab al-Rabb, as the Prophet ﷺ said. Charity, especially sadaqatu sir, secret charity, extinguishes the anger of the Lord. And on a night of increase, where the greatest reward that you could seek is forgiveness, what better than an act that you do every single night, inshaAllah ta'ala, that is associated with increase and associated with the extinguishing of the anger of the Lord. So if you're automating charity, or if you're giving charity yourself, or if you see someone, whatever it is, be someone who is open to charity in these last 10 nights, constantly, as you are to all good deeds. Number 10, spend the last few moments of every single one of these 10 nights in istighfar, and seeking forgiveness. وَبِالْ أَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And during the time of suhoor, that time, they are seeking forgiveness. This is during regular times. What about the last 10 nights? What I mean by that is that sometimes people will be eating and socializing until the very last minute. And it might be that in that last minute of one of those 10 nights, you say, Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, accept my good deeds despite their shortcomings. Oh Allah, accept me despite my shortcomings. That in those last few moments of istighfar and asking Allah for acceptance, that the whole night is overlooked. And if the whole night is accepted, then a whole lifetime of reward is granted. So spend the last few moments, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, making istighfar, seeking forgiveness. Prioritize the last 5 minutes before the adhan of fajr, every single one of these last 10 nights, inshaAllah ta'ala, and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma balighna laylatul qadr. Allahumma balighna laylatul qadr. Allahumma balighna laylatul qadr. O Allah, allow us to observe laylatul qadr. O Allah, allow us to observe laylatul qadr. O Allah, allow us to observe laylatul qadr. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. InshaAllah ta'ala, we look forward to spending these 10 nights together. It's always a special time for our community as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow blessings and tranquility and acceptance to continue to descend upon us in this masjid, in our community, throughout these 10 nights. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.